Section 6, Submitting the Forms. The first podcast in this 2009-10 series covered the important issues related to the preparation for submission of Forms P9D, P11D and P11DB. This podcast has dealt with the important aspects of P11D reporting and submission. You will need to listen to the third and final podcast in the series, which will cover the calculation of the cash equivalent of the expense payments and benefits in kind to be reported. Once you've completed your preparation, analysed all the various costs, excluded items that do not have to be reported, and calculated the value of expense payments and benefits to be reported, the next step will be submission of the forms and payment of the Class 1A National Insurance contributions. As I have already said, the deadline for submission of the 2009-10 forms P9D, P11D and the P11DB return is the 6th of July 2010. The deadline for the payment of the Class 1A National Insurance contributions due is the 19th of July 2010, but extended to the 22nd of July if paid by an acceptable electronic payment method. Perhaps the final question is, how are we to submit the P11Ds? Unlike the PAYE annual returns, P35 and P14, there is no statutory requirement to submit forms P9D, P11D or P11DB online. That is an option, and one that I personally prefer, and I can manage this easily through the PKF P11D software. Most P11D software should have the added advantage of avoiding us making errors that could lead to the P11Ds being rejected by HMRC because of its quality standard. If you intend to use paper P11D returns or submit P11Ds in schedule format, be sure to look at the quality standard and perhaps get someone else to at least proofread the P11Ds or schedules before you submit them to HMRC. Thank you for listening to this AAT podcast. I hope that the series of three podcasts on P11Ds for 2009-10 will prove to be useful to you. I hope to see some of you at the P11D CPD courses in Birmingham on the 8th of May and London on the 15th of May. Thank you.